It's always nice to get the applause before you speak. One never knows what the reaction will be when you're finished. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful Pesach, everybody. Okay. That's one way to guarantee a good applause. Havosai, Terev Yontif. Terev Yontif. Let me have a few minutes of your time. There are two or three points I'd like to make here in Yeshiva today. We're together for the last opportunity, the last half hour of our learning before Yontif. It's very nice for the whole Yeshiva to get together. It's the end of really Zman Choref. You know, we're used to thinking things in semesters and in trimesters. And the Olam HaYeshivot. So there are three Zmanim during the year. There's Elul Zman, from Rosh Chodesh Elul till Erev Yom Kippur, you know, till after Yom Kippur. And then we have Choref Zman from after Sukkot until today, till Erev Pesach. And we come back after Yontif, we have the Zman Kayetz till the end of the year. It's very appropriate. Every so often, the whole yeshiva should get together to learn on this, the end of Zman Choref, kind of put together some of the values, some of the lessons, some of the growth that we've had throughout the course of the Zman. It's been a wonderful, lengthy Zman Choref. It's been challenging at times. There's been a lot of growth, a lot of success, a lot of accomplishment and achievement. So the first thing I want to tell you at this, the end of our Zman Choref, as we get ready for Chag HaMatzot, that I'm very, very proud of all of the accomplishments, of all of the growth, of all of the learning, and I'm very impressed and proud of everything that you guys have accomplished throughout the course of the winter months. So Yashar Koach to you. I also want to take this opportunity, the progress, the productivity, the growth, and the maturity that has occurred primarily as a result of your own individual efforts and the efforts that you've put in together as a group on the various teams and clubs and activities that you participate in. But you've been helped along the way. You've been helped along the way by your rabbi and by your teachers, and it's appropriate. Chag HaMatzot is very much a time of Hakarat HaTov. It's one of the main lessons of the holiday of Pesach. Just look at the names, the two names of the holiday that I just suggested. The Torah refers to it as Chag HaMatzot because Hashem, as it were, was thanking Bnei Yisrael for eating matzot. Zacharti lachesed nurayach lechtech acharai b'midbar b'eretz lo zeruah. God calls it Chag HaMatzot because He appreciates that we followed Him blind trust, blind faith, and we followed Hashem into the Midbar, even though we didn't have time to put our provisions together, we eat matzah and Hashem thanks us. And at the same time, we refer to it as Chag HaPesach, Asher Pasach al Batei v'nei Yisrael b'Mitzrayim, b'nag poet Mitzrayim v'bateinu Hitzil. We refer to it as Chag HaPesach because we're grateful to Hashem for what He does for us, that He saved the Jewish firstborns, no death happened in a home of a Jewish person during Makat B'Charot. And so the concept, the lesson, the message of Hakarat HaTov is very much a message of Pesach. And today as we come to the end of Zman Choref, we need to say and express our Hakarat HaTov to our Rabbeim and our teachers for all that they've done for us throughout the course of the school year. There are a number of messages I'd like to share with you. Regarding Pesach. A couple of really valuable, worthwhile stories that I'd like to tell you that I think you'll be able to learn from and appreciate and hopefully take home and share at your Seder tables at home with your families. To begin with, Very difficult as we approach Chag HaMatzot this year. Because it's been a very hard year for Klal Yisrael. You really think back, the last year, starting with the three boys who were kidnapped and subsequently killed, the war, the Gaza war, Protective Edge, what went on in France just a couple of weeks ago, what went on with the Sassoon family. It's been a hard year for Klal Yisrael. B'chol dor v'dor chayav adam lirot et atzmo gilui atzam Yisrael. There's a sense of you have to feel a shibud in order to experience and appreciate the geula. The last year has been a tough year for Am Yisrael. In the aftermath of the fire, Rabbi Sauer told us a story, a mashal from the Chidah, about the tailor understanding that we don't always have the whole story. So I heard this past Saturday night, I was at a shiur given by Rabbi Pesach Kron, made a similar point that I want to share with you. It expounds upon the idea that Rabbi Sauer told us a little while back. Somebody once came to the Chofetz Chaim and was complaining about, you know, how can this happen? How can this situation take place? Whatever personal difficulty, challenges, tragedies that were being faced by that person individually, by Klal Yisrael. So the Chofetz Chaim effectively said, you know, you can't come to a show in the middle of the play. You miss the first act. It's already underway. If you don't know the beginning of the story, you come in the middle, so it's really difficult. You can't expect to be able to follow. You can't expect to be able to know what's going on. Similarly, if you leave early, it's very hard to know the outcome. It's very hard to understand where it's going. You saw the beginning of the play, you saw the beginning of the show, but you don't know what's happening at the end if you leave early. The Chofetz Chaim pointed out this very cleverly. Think of a pasuk of Ashrei that we say all the time. The pasuk says, Shomer Hashem et kol ohaviv. Hashem guards or keeps all those who love Him. Ve'et kol harasha'im yashmid. And all those who are evil or wicked, He destroys. Very important pasuk in Ashrei. Our fundamental belief. It's also leading us to a lot of questions. If it's true, Shomer Hashem et kol ohaviv, ve'et kol harasha'im yashmid. So how come bad things happen to good people? How come people seemingly are suffering for no particular reason? How could that be? So the Chofetz Chaim says, remember, you can't come late and you can't leave early. You got to get the whole story. If you come on time but you leave early, the pasuk sounds like this: Shomer Hashem et kol ohaviv yed kol harasha'im. And then you leave. So the message you walk away with is Hashem is equally loving toward those who love Him and to those who are wicked. Now, that doesn't seem right. But you left early. You didn't hear Vet Kol Hashem Yashmid. You know, coming late is a different problem. If you come late, Et Kol Ohaviv Yet Harasha'im Yashmid. If you miss the beginning, Hashem is watching those who love Him. And you just come in. Those who love Him and those who are wicked, Hashem will destroy. You come late, you miss the first act, you also get the wrong message. So the answer is, you have to come at the beginning and stay till the end. When it comes to a year, and b'chol dor v'dor, every generation, chayav adam lirot et atzmo, we have to see, what went on this year for Klal Yisrael? What's the deal? What's going on here? How did it come to pass? Very challenging sometimes. But we have to recognize that we don't have the whole story. We don't necessarily know how it all began. We don't necessarily know in the long run how it's all going to be resolved. But we have to play the hand that we're dealt. We have to live in the moment and understand that there's a greater picture, a broader interpretation, a broader explanation. And so with this in mind, when we come to the Seder and we read, V'hisha amda lavotenu. Famous paragraph, famous song that will say Leil HaSeder in the Haggadah. V'hisha amda lavotenu v'lanu. And v'hi, it is this, sha'amda lavotenu v'lanu, that stood by our forefathers and all of us. Shelo echad bilvad amad aleinu l'chalotenu. It's not any single one or only one nation or person who stood against us to destroy us. Elo shebechol dor vador omdim aleinu l'chaloteinu. Rather, in every single generation, omdim aleinu l'chaloteinu, the enemies of the Jewish people stand up to annihilate us. Wow. That's pretty depressing. Isn't that terrible? We're all excited. We're making hachanot. We're in our new suits. The house is clean. We're using our best dishes, the beautiful silver ka'ara. And we're making a declaration, Shebechol dor vador omdim aleinu l'chaloteinu. And no matter how good it gets, you go through Jewish history, it doesn't end well. It never ends well. The golden age of Spain, how did it end?
Expulsion.
The early part of the last century, Jews in Germany were living high on the hog. How did it end? With the Holocaust. And countless other examples. A lot of the yeshivot in Israel, the boys who go to learn in Israel for you, girls who go to seminary, they have a trip, they take advantage of the opportunity to go travel to Europe, to the camps, to Poland. It happens, my son just got back last night, he was in Poland last week. Remarkable, the experience he started to share with me, the experiences of going to a concentration camp. How did it end? It ended very badly. There's like 12 Jews living in Poland today. I saw a picture last night of Yeshivat Chachmei Lublin. It was the forerunner of the modern yeshiva. Unbelievable, most beautiful building. It's a hotel today. It was only open for like 9, 10, maybe 11 years that they actually used the yeshiva until the war. It's upsetting. But of course we believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu matzilenu miyadam. But in the end of the day, Hashem is going to save us. In the end of the day, Hashem is going to be there for us. The other day, in my class, my Israel class, boys, remember I said this. 6 million Jews were killed in Europe during the Holocaust. 6 million Jews. There was no state of Israel. In 1948, just a couple of years after the end of the Holocaust, and I'm not suggesting a cause and effect here, please don't put words in my mouth. I'm simply stating historical fact. There was not a state of Israel when 6 million Jews died in the Holocaust. Today, there are 5.7 million Jews living in Eretz Yisrael, living in Medinat Yisrael. The 6 million in 60 years, in three generations, that number has almost been recovered. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Matzilenu Miyadam. I want to point out two things about this. Number one, we live the philosophy of our yeshiva, of our community, is one that embraces the world in which we live. We are Torah true Jews. We are Jews who recognize Torah Misinai, who believe in Shabbos, in Kashrus, Yontif, Tfilin, Davening, all the mitzvos. And at the same time that we live a Jewish Torah lifestyle, we embrace modernity, we embrace the world, we participate in the broader community within which we are living. And as a result of what is called modern orthodoxy or centrist orthodoxy, talk about the terms another time, but as a result of the lifestyle that we lead, treasuring Torah and mitzvot, and at the same time embracing the world, we put ourselves in a situation which is in fact very, very challenging. Very challenging. Because you see, boys, it's not always, says the Chidah, it's not always omdim aleinu l'chaloteinu that they're trying to knock us with a stick. It's not always a Holocaust, an expulsion, a pogrom. But as we go to Chag HaPesach this year and we consider how it is, Shebechol Dor Vador, Chayav Adam Lirot Et Asmo Ki Hilu Hu Yad Sami Mitzrayim. We have to feel like, what was it like to be in slavery? It's not always the stick. It's not always the sword that they threaten us with. When we embrace the world and we participate in democracy and we go to university and we are free to practice all the different professions, we have a unique opportunity. Here in the United States, for example, they smile at us. We can be bankers, we can be doctors, we can be lawyers, all the while proudly wearing a kippah to work, proudly leaving early. It's Erev Pesach, I have Yontif. It's Erev Shabbos in the winter, I have to leave at 2 o'clock to be home in time for candlelighting. Sure, not a problem. Join us. And that creates a different problem, because the overexposure. How do we embrace modernity? How do we take advantage of all the great things that the community and society offers us, and at the same time remain true and strong to our Torah observance, to our ideals, to our value system? And that's also a challenge that we have to face, because otherwise, Omdim Aleinu L'chaloteinu. If the acceptance, if the smile, if they'll sure be part of us, leads us to an abandonment of our Torah ideals and our values, then that's not acceptable either. That too can create a lot of problems. They write in the Svarim a very interesting thought, and we'll end this point with the following idea. Shelo Echad. If you're not with the Echad, the one and only with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you're not committed to a life of Torah and Mitzvot, if you're not committed to the Borei Olam, if getting ready for Pesach is about shopping and cleaning and cooking and all sorts of things, even Divrei Torah preparation, but it's not about connecting with Hashem, getting ready to fulfill that minhag for those who do it at the end of the Seder of Shir HaShirim, that at the end of everything, I want to sit and sing Shir HaShirim and connect to God and talk about the love that exists between the Jewish people and Hashem. Shelo Echad, say the Svarim. If we're not committed to the one, Bilvad, that alone, Omdim Aleinu L'chaloteinu, that alone will lead us to destruction as a people, to individuals, as Jews. So the first message today is, we have to be at one with the one and only. Shelo Echad, Bilvad Omdim Aleinu L'chaloteinu. It's the first thought I wanted to share with you today. Pesach is a holiday for kids. It's a holiday for family. It's a holiday for teaching. It's not enough. Those of you who participated in my shiur this week, we talked about the idea of Vigat Levinka, the four sons. We talked about the idea of four different kinds of sons and how you relate to them on different levels. And everybody, all different children, all different perspectives are invited to the Seder. All different ability levels are with us at the table. It's very, very significant to understand and know that Pesach is about family. Pesach is about connecting to our children, the chain, the Mesorah. And as children, you become the focal point of all the efforts at the Seder, but it also gives you a certain responsibility to receive those messages, to learn those ideas, and to take them with you. During the Holocaust, again, I want to give credit where it's due, I heard this story from Rabbi Kron at the shir I attended. During the Holocaust, the Blujava Rebbe was in Bergen-Belsen. Listen to this story, it's unbelievable. The Blujava Rebbe was in Bergen-Belsen, and somehow a few Jews managed to get together some flour, some wheat, and they were able to make a few matzahs. Imagine the Kiddush Hashem. Imagine the commitment at great risk. What pikuach nefesh. Unbelievable. They had a few matzahs. And it's Erev Pesach. And there's a lot of people. And there's only a few matzahs. And the following shaila was brought to the Blujava Rebbe. You listening, boys? Who should we give the matzah to? Should we give the matzah to the grown-ups who are over bar mitzvah, who are chayav in the mitzvah of eating matzah? Or should we use the matzah for the children? Who's going to teach the children? Pesach is about kids. Pesach is about transmitting the Mesorah. And the Blujava Rebbe thought about it, and he thought about it, and he decided that in the end, those who are over bar mitzvah have a mitzvah to eat the matzah, and that's who the matzah should be used for. And that's how he paskened. Use the few matzahs that we have for the adults. There was a woman in the camp who was an almana. Her husband had already been killed. She had a son there. She had a nephew there that she was looking after. And she was very, very troubled by the Rebbe's psak. And somehow she arranged to be able to speak to the Blujava Rebbe and asked him, Rebbe, no disrespect intended, please forgive me, but I'm not comfortable with your response. I'm not comfortable with your psak. What's the matter? What's wrong? We don't know who is going to survive the war. We don't know whether the children will live to next Pesach or the grown-ups will live till next Pesach. But if the grown-ups live till next Pesach, they already experienced matzah. They already experienced Yom Tov. They'll remember it from before, and they can once again eat the matzah and practice the mitzvah. But the children who have grown up under these circumstances, and they haven't had matzah, maybe for years, if they're the ones who survive, they won't remember what matzah is all about. And they won't know what Pesach is. And the Blujava Rebbe stopped, and he thought about it, and he said, you know something? You're right. And he changed his opinion. And he made an announcement, the matzah will be used, the matzah will be used for the children. And that's what they did. An interesting footnote. After the war, after so much destruction, the Blujava Rebbe, who lost his entire family in the war, he survived, rebuilt his community, and he married that almana and built a life with her. So much time and energy has been spent preparing for Yontif, boys. So much time and effort learning the halacha, learning the Divrei Torah, learning about the Haggadah. When you take the thread and the stream of the entire year, and we've talked about what an important year it's been for Klal Yisrael, what a challenging and difficult year it's been. When you talk about all of your own growth in Torah and mitzvot over the course of the Zman that we're just completing today. When you consider how important it is to be appreciative, Yisham Dalavotein of Alanu, the Torah that has stood us in good standing, that has been there for us to always rely upon no matter what. When we enter Pesach recognizing and understanding the challenges, recognizing and understanding what we have to confront in order to overcome Shebechol Dor Vador Omdim Aleinu L'chaloteinu, whether with a stick, whether with a sword, or whether with a smile. We have to stand proud We have to stand tall. And we as Talmidim in this yeshiva need to take all the chinuch and all the lessons and all the mesirat nefesh of those, our parents, our rabbeim, our teachers, our grandparents, who've baked that matzah for us, who've prepared us to take our role. And we have to all stand up and be counted and make an effort to think about Pesach in a whole new way. To think about what it means for yourself, for your Torah observance, for your Torah learning, for you seniors who are getting ready to graduate and move on to hopefully a year of learning in Israel and more. For you freshmen who are... For you freshmen who are really just getting started in your high school careers. You need to carry this message with you. So when you go and you remember the din of the Rambam, B'chol dor v'dor, Chayav Adam lirot edas mokilu yad sami mitzrayim. Ask yourself this question, with this we conclude. This year, what's my shibud? What's been my challenge? What's been my difficulty? And at the same time, how am I being saved? Where's the geula? Where's the Yeshua? How am I taking it and running with it? Achak kashav esamach. I'm going to